Welcome to the Audio House of Chosun and Hackberry House. Today, the churches you cannot see. Once hailed as the Jerusalem of this part of the world, North Korea is barren in spirit. The nearest real North Korean-founded church is actually in South Korea, in Seoul. There are a few show churches in Pyongyang, and of course the true body of Christ is sprinkled throughout the land in homes and prisons, even government edifices. Christ has not been kept out, but Americans walking the streets of the capital or other large NK cities, after a lifetime of seeing churches on every corner here, are in for culture shock of the highest order. On this subject of religious activities, a prison without bars, from which I've been borrowing these days, produces 16 quotations from recently escaped citizens of North Korea. By the way, you can similarly print out this online report. It was written in 2008, right? Not too long ago came out, where the evidence is overwhelming that not much has changed in the Hermit Kingdom. Here are a few samples of their testimony. Quote, I've never seen any Christian churches in Wonsan. I did hear about one old Christian lady. Another person says, I saw the Bongsu and Chilgo churches in Pyongyang. When the church was under construction, I saw two old people kneel down at the construction site praying, thank you, God. Finally, we can have a church in North Korea. Well, they were not taken right away, because foreigners were recording the scene, but nobody knows what happened to them later. Another person, if you hide religious books well during the house searches, you won't be in trouble. If not, nobody can tell where you will be taken away at night. It's unimaginable, someone wrote, said, no one can even say a word about churches in Hamgyong. Those who believe in God are thought to invade other countries. I was taught that the U.S. penetrated culture first by sending missionaries. Another quote, there was a 44-year-old man who lived in Sichuan, Huoyang, who had lived in China for 2 years. He became a believer there. He was said to preach salvation by Jesus. He escaped to China after being reported. I thought he was crazy. In Bakchan, there was an old site of a church. Part of it remained, but it's now a house. There are churches in Pyongyang built only for foreigners to attend. I never heard of religious books until I came to China. Another person says, a friend of mine owned a Bible. I read a little because it was interesting, and I asked my friend about it. He told me not to read the book. I did not report my friend to the authorities. And so on and on. The testimony is clear and conclusive. Visible Christianity is essentially non-existent in North Korea. But Christ lives there in His people. His word is circulating. Please pray for the success of the gospel in a land where good news is at a premium. Thank you for listening. And for written copies of what you've just heard, visit us at chosunhouse.com. There you'll find pages of information about North Korea. For Bible teachings, oral and written, check this sermon audio site. Please pray with me that God would have His way in Chosun and in our lives, too. God bless you today.